It is November 6, 2015, the 2015 Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord here in the very accommodating and somewhat noisy Whiskey Jar, sitting across from a longtime friend of mine and a longtime friend of the festival, Erica Arbold. Erica, how nice to see
Hello.
You.
Nice to see you, Sean.
I think you and I have done this every year since we've been here, but you are such an integral part of the festival and of so many films that we show here. Tell us for people who don't know your background who you are. Who is Erica Arvold? What is Arvold.com and what do you do?
Got it. Arvold Productions mm-hmm. is the name of my company. Arvold.com is correct. We are a production company that specializes in casting and education.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do we develop start to finish feature films as a production company, but we cast actors, and that's my main past jobs. I lived in Los Angeles for many years. I lived in Chicago prior to that, and I was trained originally as a casting director, and I'm very proud to continue to cast. It is part of the fabric of my being to be a casting director. And we also have an education department, which really focuses on the holistic film artist, meaning it's both pragmatic and philosophical, and what that means and how one can improve one's craft while, you know, remaining authentic to themselves.
So your company has really grown in the past couple of years. I mean, you were known as a casting director, but you've grown off in these other areas, into production and into education. And I think every year that we've spoken, you're doing a little bit more.
It's incredible, and our staff has grown, and I have to give them really the majority of the credit, because as one person with two hands, I wish I could have more hands, but that's not possible. And truly, the staff not only is supportive, but we have grown. It sounds really crazy, but we have grown, you know, two full-fledged casting directors,
yeah.
Two full-fledged casting associates, and I have an on-staff line producer, and yeah. It's really been fun, and also a head of education. So that's why we can continue doing what we're doing, and we're always, you know, looking for the most passionate, competent, and talented people to join our team. We actually have worked with UVA and the internship program over the last few years, and there are several members that currently work for our company that are former interns, so it's been really great to see them grow and flourish as well. And I dare say a couple of our past interns are in Hollywood making it big, and it's really exciting to watch them grow.
You especially can attest to the wealth of talent, filmmaking and creative talent here in Central Virginia.
The talent, I mean, yeah, behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. And, I mean, the acting pool, if you will, in Virginia, the Mid-Atlantic, and even regionally spreading out into the Southeast and into New York. And what I've found, the difference since talking to you last year, it's really interesting, because a lot of people used to call and say, oh, we need a location casting director now. We know mm-hmm. you cast movies in LA and you did the whole nine yards in terms of being the casting director who then hired location casting directors. And now I'm on the opposite end where I'm a location casting director potentially being hired. But a lot of people go, oh, but you can do the other. So that's great. We'll keep it all under one roof. Or they say, are you the East Coast casting director? And that those terms are changing. And I think it has a lot to do with technology, and it has a lot to do with the fact that this region is growing so rapidly. I mean, Virginia is incredibly lucky to have so many films and television shows shooting here and in this region right now. And so primarily when I'm an East Coast casting director, I cover New York all the way through Atlanta and even sometimes as far as New Orleans. So it really is the entire coast. And there are crazy talented actors. And what's happening is, because there's so much work, people are getting more and more exposure and more training, you know, whether it's working or whether it is acting coaches, really prime, you know, people. The rate of improvement or the rate of professionalism is skyrocketing, and people are just learning and learning, learning, and it's representing the whole East Coast really well. So I keep hearing of this exodus of everyone leaving Los Angeles and moving to Atlanta, and I don't think it's that dramatic, frankly, but I do know several people that have indeed done that, and they're very happy to have done it.
So are you riding the wave, Erica, or are you the wave?
Oh, most definitely not me. I am riding the wave. I do. I actually use that analogy a lot and say when I arrived here and started this company in 2010, mm-hmm. I had no idea that I was just stepping onto this surfboard, and I had no idea the wave that was underneath me. I truly didn't know. And I just keep trying to balance. That's literally all my job is, just balance. You know?
Well, you haven't been knocked off yet. Well, let's not take that metaphor too far. So let's talk about some of the events here at the Virginia Film Festival.
Yes.
That you and your company have been involved in. What's coming up for you in the next couple of days?
Well, we had a screening of Coming Through the Rye last night, mm-hmm. which is a feature film that James Sadwith wrote and directed about his meeting J.D. Salinger.
Right.
And so I served as associate producer as well as the casting director. And then I'm actually not involved with the film, but I'm moderating this discussion tomorrow of Louder Than Bombs. I'm really excited. And that's a local Richmond actor, Devin Druid.
We spoke to Devin just a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Great. Fantastic. So that I'm excited. I've known him for, you know, as long as he's been acting, really. So it's really fun to see him succeed.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see the movie. I haven't seen it yet, so I will be seeing it for the first time with everyone else. So hopefully I'll be able to gather my thoughts and moderate successfully. There's a film that we helped with the location casting of called Ithaca that is showing tonight that I'm really excited to see. And I also have a film called Elemental that I produced. It's a short film.
Right.
And an often collaborator of ours is a writer-director named Eric Hurt. So we created this film, and he really did an amazing, amazing job executing it. And it's showing before two films. It's showing before Lady in the Van, and it's showing before Youth.
And I'm hopeful that we're going to get Eric over here later and talk to him. You're also, tell us about the adrenaline.
Adrenaline. It was Adrenaline Film Project.
It's an Adrenaline Film Project.
Official
thank you.
Name.
Yeah.
And it is one of my most favorite things to be involved with, frankly.
Mine too.
This is our third year.
Yeah.
We provide casting services, casting support, and organize and participate in a meet and greet in terms of actors all over the region. Like when I told you it's becoming East Coast, I mean, these actors travel in to even be considered to be in an Adrenaline Film Project from, you know, North Carolina and mm-hmm. other places as well. And this year we had a special guest speaker, which was a surprise to everyone. Of course, it was a wonderful event. And Samuel Roken, who plays Simcoe, the real bad guy, essentially. He wouldn't say that, I don't think, though. On Turn.
Right.
For essentially 3 hours, he and I spoke. And he dropped such amazing words of wisdom to a group of, you know, 100 actors that showed up for this meet and greet. And it kind of blew me away, honestly, that he was so giving and so candid. And I hope that all of the actors that came feel the same way I do, which is this was a rare, rare treat and so fun, but I think it helps with adrenaline. And I honestly think those tips mm-hmm. are going to infiltrate into the performances of those who are then participating in a movie. They're filming right now. I'm so excited to see them tomorrow night.
Right, so let's talk about that for people who aren't aware what the Adrenaline Film Project is. This has been going on, I think, nearly as long as the festival has been going on, where these are films that are a group of filmmakers get together on Wednesday night. They're given some prompts. They're given some cues. And then they have to go out and shoot these films within 72 hours because they screen on Saturday night. It's crazy exciting.
It's craziness, and it's so fun. fun because they have guides. You know, sometimes there are, you know, short periods of time and contests where you make a film. But the difference to me is that there are mentors that truly help you break a story, you know, guide you to say this is more visual than that. You know, we help them choose actors if the filmmakers want it. And then there's visits to set even. And, you know, hey, why don't you, you know, move the camera this direction? You know, are you getting your exits and entrances? And are you going to be able to have enough to cut together? And in the hands-on nature of it, as well as the guests of the festival, you know, the bigwigs who are here help to... you know, comment, edit, et cetera, the films. And so it's a real luxury for these filmmakers who are of all different experience levels. There are some who are more experienced, and then there are, you know, wonderful high school teams who are uber talented. And it's aptly named Adrenaline, because literally that room, you can feel it.
The only way you can get through. I was cast in an Adrenaline film, I'm going to say 3 years ago, and it was crazy. They're at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning in some guy's apartment, doing single shots because they don't have time to do any coverage.
Well, it was funny because even in the talk we had Wednesday night at the meet and greet, I said something like, okay, so if you're called Thursday night at, you know, midnight and you're supposed to shoot at 2 a.m. and Samuel stopped me and he's like, wait, that sounds like so much fun. And I think that's what it is. It is true adrenaline, and you know, and then also, of course, doing the best creative job you can, and and being true to your creative vision. But what a great exercise and training, and then you have the gratification of seeing it on Saturday night and with all the people who are, you know, as bleary-eyed as everyone else.
Bleary-eyed and running and literally running on adrenaline. And even though, I mean, I guess technically it's a competition because they give out various prizes. My experience has been that everyone is so supportive.
Yes.
Of everyone
Everyone's
else.
So supportive of each other.
Yeah.
Everyone's so supportive. I mean, because that's what it is. And that's why I am completely addicted, 100% addicted to film and filmmaking, because it is a collaborative art form. I don't know when one other art form that it is mandatory to, you know, just constantly rely on other people and work with other people. And when that chain is one link is weak, it affects the entire project. So when you're just with the same, you know, level of people with the same creative vision, it is really enlightening, really.
This is Sean McCord. I'm talking with Erica Arvold of Arvold Casting, Arvold Productions, Arvold Education.
It's just called Arvold. We just shortened it, Arvold. I know it's my last name, and I was very, very paranoid for many years.
But it's easy for you to remember.
It Arvold, but you know what? This way, I don't forget it.
Exactly. So you can find out about everything that you and your company do at Arvold. That's ARVOLD.com. You're a great friend of the festival. The Adrenaline Film Project screens. They're making them right now.
Yes, they are.
So they're running all around grounds in Charlottesville and downtown making these films. It's crazy. It's crazy fun. They'll be screening Saturday night at 9:30 in Colbert Theater. Ithaca screens tonight at 7 p.m. at the Paramount, but it's completely sold out.
Yes.
You're going to be talking. You moderated a film last night. You're going to be moderating something today. So I appreciate you taking a few minutes out to talk with me.
Always a pleasure, Sean. This is fun.
Yeah.
Getting to babble. I like babbling.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
thank you for coming by, and no doubt we will see you back here next year.
Awesome. All thank right. you.
Thank you, Erica. Okay.